Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we try to apply and live out what we've been learning all week. This week we're talking about Pioneer Pork. Ridiculous title, I know. But we're talking about how the early Christians, particularly Peter, dealt with the dietary laws that had really set up barriers between the Jewish people and other nations around them. But now we're going to stand in the way of the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel, getting to people of other nations. Christians had to figure out what to do with those dietary laws. Were they still part of God's plan for Christians? Or was it something that that was going to stand in the way of people from other nations who weren't already Jews, didn't know those dietary laws, didn't observe them? Was it going to stand in the way of them learning to follow Jesus? And if it was that a barrier that needed to be torn down? We explored the story of Peter meeting a man named Cornelius, a non-Jew, who had been exploring what it would mean to worship the God of Israel. But when he encountered Peter, after they both had visions that brought them together, he decided to follow Jesus and was baptized along with his whole household. And an incredible story that represented an intentional decision by the Christian church to associate with those who were considered unclean, to ignore those barriers that had always separated them as Jews from others. Now they were going to treat all people as clean, not unclean. We just heard yesterday Peter explaining that he believes there is no partiality. The way that God has laid things out before him in this vision, God is saying that there is no special favor for the people of Israel that they're supposed to keep away from others. Rather, they were always intended to bless the entire world. God had given them dietary laws in order to keep them distinct and keep them separate, to preserve that nation as he prepared them to finally bless the entire world through the person of Jesus Christ being born into the nation of Israel as God's Messiah, God's chosen one, as God's own son walking here on earth. God had a plan all along to bless the entire world through Israel. Yes, he had a special blessing for them. They were God's chosen people, but they were chosen in order to bless others, not to just enjoy God's blessing themselves and never have any connection with those around them. It wasn't meant to isolate them. The dietary laws were not just meant to isolate the Jewish people. They were meant to make them an example and a witness to the world of how God was going to bless the entire world. Now that had finally happened in Jesus Christ coming to earth, dying on the cross and rising again, and in so doing, he destroyed the barriers that had been keeping people and God apart. So Peter tries to communicate this in a speech that centers on Jesus and yet talks about Jewish history. He goes through some of the history of Judaism and shows people how that all came together in the person of Jesus Christ. It's this moment where he tries to reveal to them that they had a purpose as a people, and that purpose is being fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus is the emphasis through the entire speech. And Peter would probably be remembering some of the hints that Jesus had given that the Gentiles were going to be included in his kingdom. Peter may just never have imagined that they wouldn't become Jews first. But now God has given him this clear sense that they don't need to become Jews first, at least culturally and in terms of dietary law. They can simply have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ because of what he's done on the cross. Now you might wonder, is there some kind of a two-track system of salvation here where the Jews are saved by their membership in the nation of Israel and by their observance of dietary laws and such, while other people are saved by grace alone? Well, no, that wouldn't make sense. Everybody is saved by grace. The nation of Israel had had a long history of experiencing God's grace. Whether they always recognized it, responded to it, or not, is a different story. They had this long history of God's grace being shown to them, helping them through the Red Sea to escape slavery being the most obvious example. God had shown them incredible grace. He'd shown them gifts, given them free gifts of his love and care, despite all their rebellion, all the ways they'd misinterpreted him, all the ways they'd hurt him. God still showed them his grace and love. God was showing grace and love to the Gentiles as well, to others. He was now inviting everyone, Jew or non-Jew, to have a close personal relationship with him, because Jesus, in his death on the cross, had broken down the barrier of sin and death that had been keeping them apart. The same grace is salvation for both Jew and Gentile, even if their experience and history of it has been quite different. Now, things are a bit different today. We certainly don't have a majority of Christians in the world who were Jews first before becoming Christians. So we might wonder what the relevance of a situation like this is. But it's actually highly relevant. Like I said on Tuesday, people often ask how Christians can have any authoritative moral teaching from the Bible if they disregard certain rules like what to eat. And the reason is that in an instance like this, God made clear that Jesus himself had fulfilled the need for these certain laws. Doesn't mean we disregard every law in the Bible. It's that God gave clear direction that these laws had served their purpose, and God was doing a very new thing, completely consistent with who he had always been. And he was going to break down some barriers now that were standing between people. And that's where a lot of relevance stands for us today as followers of Jesus. We can still have these barriers between us and other people in the world and trying to explain the good news of Jesus to others. Christianity's connection or at least association with Western European culture can be a real barrier for people from other cultures exploring what it would mean to follow Jesus. It's not well deserved. Christianity began in the Middle East. It expanded around the world. But for some, it can be associated with North America, or America in particular, or just Western European culture and the cultures that it's influenced. So sometimes there are cultural things that stand in the way of people really knowing and learning to follow Jesus that are simply cultural. We may have expectations about how church is supposed to be that are entirely cultural, not biblical. It's really important that we discern what kind of things in our faith are cultural and what things are actually biblical. Because we never want a cultural thing to stand in the way of somebody else learning about the God of the Bible, learning to actually have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We want to figure out what those barriers are and make sure they never stand in the way. So I've got a challenge for you to take on today, and it should be a fun one for you, because my challenge is for you to cross a cultural barrier today. I want you to go to a restaurant that serves an ethnic food you may never have had before. I want you to maybe go to a place of worship from another religion. Just cross some kind of a cultural or religious barrier as soon as you can. See what it feels like. Take note. Did you have to adapt in order to enter that environment or meet those people? And did they have to adapt in order to meet and include and show hospitality to you? Take note of those adaptations, and then consider what kind of adaptations you would need to make in order to share the good news of Jesus with them. Well, enjoy doing that. Maybe discuss with your group in advance what your plans are, where you're going to go. Maybe you could go for that meal together. Maybe you could visit that place of worship together. Either way, have a great discussion as you plan what that's going to look like for you, and maybe as you debrief it afterwards. Have a great one. This should be fun. Bye for now.